United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I don't have many comments except that I want to wish the staff and the administration and all of our students very Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, happy everything. I'll make sure I cover all the bases for everyone. And I hope they enjoy their time off and that they get to spend some time with family and their friends. So that would be nice. I was able to see the Elf Junior production, which was amazing. It was really fun. I hope everybody got to see it. That was great. I kind of like having that little mini drama session in the middle. Gives us something extra to do. I know that Spirit Week has happened through the schools, and thank the administration for putting all that together, because that's fun. You know, it's fun for the kids and tries to keep them motivated, and you know they're not working much now anyway, so they might as well be doing something fun.
They're all working very diligently.
But again, I want everybody to enjoy the break, and hopefully a lot of this sickness that everybody seems to have will be dissipated through the break. That's all I have. Any other board members have anything?
Yes,
Mr. Pratt.
Louie, you don't have in your slide about the snowplow safety, right? Washington County Safety Office sort of came up with his team, and the town went up with a truck and a loader. They do a snowplow safety for the younger kids at the elementary school. Mr. Godfrey got it set up. It was very nice. We bring the kids out. We talk to them about being on snow banks, how trucks back up. They try keeping our kids safer. And that being said, Mrs. Trevelyan stepped out to the PTA, and they see that they're naming the trucks. And the kids all picked their own names and they sent me a list to pick from. And the PTA is box magnets, so when you see the town trucks and the village trucks around, you will see names on them.
Oh, nice.
I'm Sheldon Scooper on my pickup. We got Snow Crusher. We got Little Elf. We got Santa's Lost Sleigh. I can't remember all of them. There's eight of them. I've talked to Mr. Godfrey about we're going to do it before the holidays, but with somebody canceling school Friday, put somebody behind. And so after our vacation gets back, we're going to do a little parade for the elementary kids with our town trucks and village trucks so they can see all their names, which I thought was very nice. The day we were up there, we had two names on the loader and the truck, and the kids were looking for their names. So it's very important for the kids to know what they're looking for, you know, and know the dangers of the snowplow. That was very nice of Washington County and Mr. Godfrey and his team to let us up there, and very well for the PTA and Mrs. Trevelyan to set that up for the names. I thought it was awesome.
Thank you, Mr. Pratt. We enjoyed it. It was a great program for the kids.
You're welcome.
Good. Great. Anyone else?
All right, winter athletics, they're chugging along. We got basketball, wrestling, and bowling rolling. Our cheerleaders are working hard as well, so we've got a lot of engaged students. On Friday, we had the snowstorm that wasn't, that became on Saturday, but those things happen. To echo what Roxanne already mentioned, the student performance of ELF has been a big hit, and big congrats goes out to Melissa Clark and crew and students for putting that together and putting it together so quickly. They've been shuffling dates around to perform the play for elementary students, which I believe is now happening on Wednesday morning,
correct?
So the elementary kids, I'm sure, are exceptionally excited about coming in down to see ELF. So big thanks goes out to our students. Winter concerts occurred last week. Again, big congrats goes out to our music department for all their hard work. Would like to mention a couple of things. One, I sent out the information last week. We have unfortunately lost our school resource officer to Glens Falls. He lives in Glens Falls. He's a retired officer from Glens Falls, and the Warren County Sheriff reached out to him and offered him a position in Glens Falls, which sadly he has taken. Pete has been a wonderful, wonderful addition to this district over the past 3 years. He's developed and forged excellent relationships with our students, faculty, and staff. He's going to be missed. I've been working with the captain since this occurred last week, and we are kicking around a couple of different ideas. He has shared a couple of different names of individuals he thought may have an interest in this position, and he and I and Ethan will be chatting with a potential candidate tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. So we're hopeful that this works out, but the gentleman that we're going to be talking to comes with high recommendations from the captain and the chief. So we'll see how that plays out. Lastly, I just want to mention the Champlain Hudson Power Express. It's been referred to as Chippy. it's been in the paper and in the news. Ethan and I had the good fortune of going on November 30th to the kickoff at the Armory. That is the power line that's going to be going from Quebec down to New York City. And when it is complete, they anticipate it providing approximately a third of the necessary power to New York. So it's a massive project, and a large portion of the project coming through the upstate region will be coming through Whitehall. We've shared this information previously, but the district will be receiving about $750,000 in the first year, up to just shy of $2 million in year 30 in payments in lieu of taxes. 50% of that will be in what's called a host benefits package that the district can utilize as the district sees fit for infrastructure needs and issues. The other half will be going to help support the tax levy for the taxpayers in Whitehall. So this is a wonderful opportunity for the community. This is something that the IDA has been working on for about 14 years. I think the board approved this 2 or 3 years ago now, so it's finally coming to fruition, so we're pretty excited about that. So the district will start seeing its first payment in about 2 years, but good things coming. If you haven't noticed, they're already starting to set up in the field on Ryder Road. So as you come up Route 4 on the right by the stone quarry, that field they're starting to do, that's going to be one of their staging locations. So it's coming.
It's coming. Chippy's coming.
That's all I have.
Okay.
Always a fan favorite.
Always a fan favorite. Mr. Pratt.
So I'm Louie, as you all know, and I'm the president of our student council, which is a group of representatives that represents our junior senior high school. And I'm going to tell you what's been going on since we last met, which time has gone crazy fast. I cannot believe Christmas is a week away. Mind blown. So nothing new has happened with our classes, still planning trips, fundraisers, events, all that sort of stuff. Winter sports have begun, like Mr. D mentioned. I want to congratulate Troy Austin on his 100 wins for wrestling. There are cheerleaders and our basketball players, and unfortunately we don't have a picture of our bowlers, but they're hard at work as well. So our students also went and volunteered for the Chippy event. The night before, we went and set up all our tables, chairs, all the stuff they needed, and then the day of, we attended the event and took down the event. When the governor came out, I have to say, all four of our mouths dropped. We did not know it was going to happen, but it was so amazing to watch my fellow classmates to see the bigger world beyond our little small town of Whitehall. And it was a really great opportunity for them. And our partners at the castle, they love us, they want us there, they're helping out at all of our events, and they're doing great for us. Next up is our craft fair. So the PTA, not the craft fair, not BWTA, apologies if I'm wrong, but Sad attended the craft fair. I conned Haley Pratt into dressing up as the Grinch to do a little photo shoot. That was the funniest thing ever. Somebody came up to her and was petting her and was like, "You are so soft." And then Mei Wang and Nora Combs were our face paint artists for the afternoon. So I'm sure if you reach out to them, get them for your birthday parties. Next up was our Elf Junior play. This was a fun little comedic relief for our December. It was hilarious, it was fun, our students enjoyed it. And having two plays in a year is something that the kids have kind of always wanted, and I think they're extremely happy that it's happening now. Our holiday concerts took place last week. All sorts of different musical groups have been hard at work since the beginning of the year, and they're so happy to showcase their stuff. So another project we had going on from the English Honor Society is called Adopt a Student. So Mrs. Douglas chooses five students who might not get a Christmas this year and might need some help with it, and all of our faculty and staff sign up to bring in something for those five students, and our English Honor Society members wrap them up, distribute them, and have a little Christmas party for themselves, but they get it together for these students so they can wake up to a tree full on Christmas. And it is an amazing thing that's been going on since last year, and it has already been built up so much. So what is Student Council working on? We are currently sponsoring this Holiday Spirit Week. Pep Rally's coming up on Friday or Thursday. Mr. Burgess is ready to beat the seniors and steal the bacon, supposedly.
Yes.
Okay. And then our Christmas tree and our food drive are going on in the lobby to the country cover. There's a little bin out there. I think right now it's for a toy drive for Brady Benjamin. So if you have a chance to stop by and donate something, our students appreciate it. And lastly, happy holidays from our student body.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Burgess, how is our country covered at the high school? Is it in need of anything? I mean, is it? I know we spend so much time in that backpack program and the elementary stuff, but
yeah,
sometimes the high school, it is in need.
Yes.
Okay. Board members, if you are aware or not, there's a country cupboard for the high school where you can donate food items, hygiene items, anything that they can put in the cupboard and the students can come and take as they need. Anybody can do that. Can we drop them at the office?
Yes.
Or?
Yep.
Okay.
Right at the office.
Good. Okay.
All right.
Staff report.
I would like to recommend the board take action to approve the treasurer's report and accompanying documents as presented. Lori, is there anything to add?
Nope. I think it's pretty straightforward.
Okay. Do we have a motion to approve those reports?
No.
Mr. Pratt, do we have a second? Mr. Dudley, do I see your hand?
Yes. I'll second. Sure.
Okay, thank you. I saw your hand come up.
I was just my sign language.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Carried. Items requiring board action.
Yes, there have been several CSEC-PSE meetings since our last Board of Education meeting. I would like to recommend the board take action to approve the minutes of November 10, 14, 17, 28. As well as December 1, 4, and 8, with thanks to Mr. Montville for his dedication and support of this program.
Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Mr. LaChapelle and Mrs. Norton, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Right, you have in your packet the board meeting minutes for November 21. I would like to recommend the board take action to approve those minutes.
We have a first on those minutes.
So moved.
Dr. Newell, do we have a second?
Second.
Mr. Pratt, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
All right, we have a couple of resignations I would like to recommend to the Board of Education, both with regret and thanks for both of these individuals for their time, effort, and dedication to the school district. I would like to recommend the resignation of Mr. Montville from his TOSA position as a teacher on special assignment as our coordinator of special education. Mr. Montville will be returning to his previous role as school counselor extraordinaire here at the junior senior high school. So with great thanks and appreciation, I would like to recommend the board take action to approve Mr. Montville's resignation from that position.
Do we have a motion to approve that resignation with regret?
So moved.
Mr. Dudley, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mrs. Norton, any discussion? Mr. Montville, thank you for
thank
everything
you so much.
That you've done.
You're
thank you. Appreciate it. Anything else? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
All right, I would also like to recommend that the board take action to accept the resignation of Mrs. Carrie Ann Arquette from the position of school board member effective December 15, with my hope that she'll be appointed later this evening. here as a teacher in our district. So she moves on to support even more students in a daily, hands-on basis. But I would like to thank Carrie for her hard work and dedication as a school board member for the past six years? For a while, anyway. So
you know,
with great appreciation and regret, we're going to miss you as a board member, but we're thrilled to have you as a teacher.
Do we have a motion to approve that resignation? Mr. LaChapelle and Mr. Pratt, with many thanks. Mrs. Arquette, thank you very much. You'll be missed on the board. Had a lot of passion. Yes, she did. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
All right, we have a few appointments this evening. Is there any concern with taking these as a group, or do we need to separate them?
As a group.
All right. First, I would like to recommend the appointment to Mrs. Sharon Stedman, who is, I believe, in our audience. She's sitting back here behind Heather. Sharon has been with us as a school psychologist, and we are recommending Sharon to move into the TOSA, Teacher on Special Education, or on Special Education, on Special Assignment, as our Coordinator of Special Education. Sharon has a great deal of experience and knowledge in this position. We're confident she will do well, and I look forward to working with Sharon, hopefully for many, many more years here in the district. I'd also like to recommend the appointment of Mr. Shane Armstrong to the position of Director of Facilities 1. Shane has worked 22 or 23 years in the Buildings and Grounds Department in Salem, and we were very fortunate to go through the interview process and find Shane with the departure of Kevin when he left. I'd also like to recommend the appointment of Mrs. Carrie Ann Arquette to the position of Literacy Interventionist in the tenure track of Remedial Reading, commencing January 3rd. As I have shared, Carrie is currently working on her LMS certification. And to be quite blunt, librarians are like unicorns. We've been looking forever to fill this position, and Carrie will be able to be certified and ready to roll in that position effective September of 2023. So she'll be doing some literacy work for us now for the rest of the year, as well as getting that new and beautiful library set up and ready for our students. One more recommendation is for Ms. Martha Ingleston to the position of food service helper effective December 20. And her probationary period will end on or about June 20 of 2023.
Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Mrs. Norton, do we have a second?
Second.
Dr. Newell, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
All right, we have a leave of absence that has been submitted by Ms. Tudor. For the remainder of the school year, I would like to recommend the board take action to approve said leave of absence.
Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Mr. LaChapelle, do we have a second?
Second.
Dr. Newell, I think. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Right. If there is no concern, I'd like to do the three mergers together, if that's okay. These are mergers that have been ongoing between the Whitehall Central School District and Granville Central. I would like to recommend the continuation of the cross-country merger, as well as a continuation of our cheer merger and our football merger. We have discussed in regard to football last year, we did approve it at all levels, and we kept our modified separate and distinct. This upcoming year, we are recommending modified as well, and it looks like we will need to have the merger with modified based on the numbers in both Granville as well as Whitehall. So we look forward to those ongoing partnerships.
Do we have a motion to approve those mergers? Mr. Dudley, do we have a second?
Second.
Mr. LaChapelle, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Okay, the Board of Education has seen our advocacy priorities for 2023. This is work that has been done collectively between the 31 school districts and BOCES in our region. We put together our legislative priorities each year, and on advocacy days, the superintendents work with our local and state legislators to try to effectuate change in public schools. So we look forward to these legislative priorities for the year, and I would like to recommend the board take action to approve them.
Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Mrs. Norton, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Dr. Newell. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Do we have any public comments from anyone? At this point, we do need a motion to go into executive session. There won't be any decisions or anything made, so the public meeting will come to an end. But we will need a motion for the medical, financial, credit, or employment history of a particular person or corporation or matters leading to the appointment, employment, promotion, demotion, discipline, suspension, dismissal, or removal of a particular person or corporation. Do we have a motion?
Hope you're not that person.
What? Mr. LaChapelle, do we have a second?
Second,
Mr. Pratt. Okay, we are in executive session.